You were drinking.
He made the statement calmly. Wine with dinner. You were late.
There are two empty bottles, Nora.
Bree was here. It was a long wait. He nodded.
Those kids tonight, the ones in the crash? There was beer all over the place. I was terrified, Nora.
I wasn't drunk.
The phone rang, and she picked it up, heavy in her hand. It was Bree, her voice swift as water, wanting to know what had happened.
I'm okay, Nora said, trying to speak calmly and clearly. I'm fine.
David was watching her, studying the dark lines on her palm where the blood had settled and dried. She pressed her fingers over them and turned away.
Here, he said gently once she hung up, touching her arm. Come here.
They went upstairs. While David settled Paul into his crib, Nora eased off her ruined stockings and sat on the edge of the tub. The world was becoming clearer and steadier, and she blinked in the bright lights, trying to put the events of the evening in their proper order. When David came back, he brushed the hair from her forehead, his gestures gentle and precise, and started cleaning the cut.
Hope you left the other guy in worse shape, he said.
And she imagined that he might say the same thing to the patients who came through his office. Small talk, banter, empty words as a distraction from the work he was doing.
There was no one else, she said,
thinking of the silver-haired man leaning into her window.
A cat startled me and I swerved, but the windshield, oh, she said as he put antiseptic on her cut. Oh, David, that hurts.
It won't last long, he said, putting his hand on her shoulder for a moment.
Then he knelt down by the tub and took her foot in his hand. She watched him pick out the glass. He was careful and calm, absorbed in his thoughts. She knew he would attend to any patient with these same practiced motions.
You are so good to me,
she whispered, longing to bridge the distance between them, the distance she had made. He shook his head and paused in his work and looked up.
Good to you, he repeated slowly. Why did you go to there, Nora, to our old house? Why don't you want to let it go?
Because it's the final thing,
she said at once, surprised by the sureness and sorrow in her voice.
The final way we leave her behind.
In the brief instant before he looked away, there was on David's face a flash of tension, of anger quickly repressed.
What would you have me do that I'm not doing? I thought this new house would make us happy. It would make most people happy, Nora.
At his tone, fear rushed through her. She could lose him, too. Her foot throbbed, and her head, and she closed her eyes briefly at the thought of the scene she had caused. She did not want to be stuck forever in this dark, static night, David an unreachable distance away.
All right, she said. I'll call the realtor tomorrow. We should take that offer.